99,999,999. So you pick a random number from your batch of random numbers. So what is the first digit of that number? What does it start with? So if it is random, if it is a random number, it should be random. And every number should appear around 11.1% of the times, if they are random, you know, except they don't. Because there are more numbers in the world starting with a 1 than a 2, and even less numbers starting with a 3 and so on. So for a 1, it's 30.1%. For 2, it's 17.6%. And for a 9, it's 4.6% of the times. It's a logarithmic scale. Mm. So you can study anything. Tax returns from people in Oregon, or GDPs of countries, winning bids for Lego pieces on eBay, Trump, yep. Trump victories, volcano heights of the world, you know, volcanoes of the world, or ballots. You know, you have 4.2 million registered voters in Arizona this year, and you can do Benford Law studies on those. So whatever it is, you take all the numbers, you strip away everything except the first digit, and the digits will follow the same pattern whatever you study. You can also calculate using the second digit, for example, or the last digit frequency. And that is what Benford Law mathematicians do. And these guys who did these graphs and published them on the 6th, let's see, which day was that? The 6th. It's Friday. It's on Friday. Last Friday. They posted graphs showing absurd anomalies to the election results.